held in Bali from February 15 to 22 is a significant maritime diplomacy event aimed at fostering international cooperation to address global challenges. During the opening ceremony, Indonesian Minister of Creative Economy, Teuku Rizky Harsya, expressed his hope that the event would have a positive impact on Bali's local crafts. He shared this too in Bali on Sunday.
We know that around 3,500 to 4,000 participants from 27 countries will be attending various activities, many of which are related to MSMEs and the creative economy. The hope is, of course, that this event, in addition to promoting tourism, will also positively impact the local economy, especially the craft industry in Bali.
Minister Rizky highlighted how Balinese craftsmen are a big draw from both local and international visitors. He noted that over 50 creative economy participants are showcasing a wide range of local crafts at this event. Organized by the Indonesian Navy, the WIF Multilateral Naval Exercise Komodo 2025 focuses on natural disaster management, humanitarian aid, and maritime security. In addition to the joint exercise, the Indonesian Navy is outstanding several community-focused programs, including the Engineering Civic Action Program, which helps build roads and places of worship, and the Medical Civic Action Program, offering health services to local. There will also be the International Maritime Security Symposium, along with environmental projects like mangrove planting, releasing turtle head clings, and beach cleanups. Dora Pardede for Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
The next news. Indonesia minister said today transmigration program does not aim to create dominance of certain demographic groups or colonize regions. Ramasidik Pratama has more details.
Indonesia's Minister of Transmigration, Iftita Sulaiman, emphasized that the current transmigration program is not aimed at creating dominance by certain demographic groups or colonizing regions. Speaking at the closing of the National Working Meeting of the Indonesian Pentecostal Church and the Indonesian Pentecostal Community Association in Jakarta on Sunday, he explained that today's transmigration focus has shifted from just relocating people to creating welfare for all citizens, reflecting of past efforts, including in Papua. The aim is to foster welfare development. I assure you, as long as I am minister, the focus will be on local empowered transmigration in Papua, ensuring that the Papuan people are empowered. Transmigration is a program led by the Indonesian government to move people from densely populated areas to less populated regions. Minister Iftita Sulaiman acknowledged that while the program has helped reduce overcrowding in areas like Java, past influences of transmigrants have sometimes led to social conflicts and disintegration. He outlined several new initiatives, including transmigration that empowers indigenous populations, creates jobs, and involves college scholarship recipients. Ramasidik Pratama reporting for Voice of Indonesia.
The Clean Tourism Movement was launched on Sunday with over 1,000 personnel helping to improve the cleanliness and appeal of tourist spots, especially in Jakarta. Desi Anugrah Ranov brings us more.
Indonesia Ministry of Tourism organized another Clean Tourism Movement in Old City Area, West Jakarta on Sunday to enchant the clean lines and tourism appeal of Jakarta. Minister of Tourism Widianti Putriwardana launched the initiative with the participation of approximately 1,300 personnel. This effort is a collaboration between the Indonesian Ministry of Tourism, the Artagraha Peduli Foundation, the DKI Jakarta Provincial Government, and the West Jakarta City Government. Minister Widianti emphasized that the movement aimed to maintain the comfort and clean line of tourist destination, boasting their attractiveness, particularly in Jakarta.
I believe that with the cooperation and commitment of all sectors of society, we can create clean, healthy and globally competitive destination, ensuring that Indonesian tourism provides long-term benefits for future generations.
This is the second clean tourism movement organized by the Ministry of Tourism, with the first one held the Parangtritis Beach in Bantul Regency, Yogyakarta Special Region on January 23.
In the meantime, the DKI Jakarta government during the launch of the clean tourism movement emphasized the role of public transport in reaching Kota Tua to enhance tourism. Ofra Regina has the story.
Transportation plays a key role in boosting Jakarta's tourism. Kota Tua, with its excellent access, attracts more visitors. On Sunday, the DKI Jakarta Provincial Government and the Ministry of Tourism launched the Clean Tourism Movement in Kota Tua, acting assistant for economic and financial affairs. Suharini Eliawati emphasized public transportation accessibility and called for a cleaner Kota Tua.
Together, we are participating in the clean tourism movement in Kota Tua. This initiative truly reflects our shared vision of making Kota Tua one of the most accessible tourist destinations. As a frequent commuter, I'm very familiar with the experience here. You step off the train, walk through the area, and are instantly greeted by a variety of attraction.
Suharini also highlighted that with improved transportation options, she hopes Kota Tua will become more comfortable for tourists. Additionally, she stressed the importance of continuing to develop eco-friendly transportation and well-maintained pedestrian facilities.
Next up, we'll present Voice of Indonesia commentary titled Retreat for Indonesia's Regional Head Strengthens Synergy with Daulat Pane.
And now here is today's commentary on Regional Head Retreat to Strengthen Synergy. I'm Daulat Pane. The results of the 2024 simultaneous regional head elections have been announced by the General Elections Commission in mid-December 2024. A total of 505 regional heads have been appointed by the Commission. A total of 209 regional heads were appointed after their disputes at the Constitutional Court. Meanwhile, 296 regional heads were previously appointed by the General Elections Commission because they did not have disputes at the Constitutional Court. President Prabowo Subianto is scheduled to inaugurate 481 regional heads at the State Palace on February 20. Meanwhile, 22 regional heads from Aceh will undergo their own inauguration mechanism. Two regional heads will hold re-elections. There are agendas that will be carried out before and after the inauguration ceremony. Before the inauguration, the regional heads consisting of the governor, deputy governor, mayor and deputy mayor, and region and deputy region undergo a health test. After the inauguration, they will attend a retreat at the Magelang Military Academy in Central Java on February 21 to 28. After successfully holding a retreat for the Red and White Cabinet Ministers, the retreat will also be implemented for elected regional heads. In the Red and White Cabinet retreat, the President emphasized the importance of building a clean, effective, and integrated government. For the regional head retreat, several materials will be presented, such as the main duties of regional heads, President Prabowo's 8 government missions, Asta Cita, and priority government programs. Seeing the success of the Red and White Cabinet retreat, it is hoped that the regional head retreat will also leave a deep impression on regional heads who will begin to carry out their duties and functions. Moreover, not a few of them have no experience leading the government. The retreat is a strategic start to align staffs in implementing strategic programs designed for the next 5 years can be realized optimally. Synergy between regional heads can also be strengthened. Cooperation between regional heads can also be expanded to advance their respective regions, which will ultimately have an impact on Indonesia's progress. That's commentary.
Listeners, that commentary concludes today's news bulletin from the Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia to the world. If you don't have anywhere to go, you can always go to Jakarta, especially the Matraman area, because there's lots of things that you can see there, like a bookstore, or maybe just took a place of Instagrammable spots. So, why don't you visit Matraman, just like the song from The Upstairs, with Matraman.
Satakam.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Yogyakarta City is an interesting tourism attraction. It has not only a lot of cultural and artistic heritage, but also has many beautiful and natural tourism objects that can spoil visitors' eyes. One of them is a multi-level waterfall called Grojogan Watu Purbo. Grojogan Watu Purbo, located in Duku Bangun Rejo, Merdeka Rejo Village, Temple District, Sleman Regency, Yogyakarta, is also known as Grojogan Watu Purbo Bangun Rejo because it is located in Duku Bangun Rejo. Grojogan Watu Purbo has an unusual grojogan or waterfall, such as a six-level terracing and flowed by a series of small waterfalls. The water flows from the Krasak River. Grojogan Watu Purbo has actually been existing since 1975. Initially, this place was built because of the Merapi project, which built a dam to hold back lava flow when an eruption occurred. In this area, there is actually a grojogan or a waterfall on the left and right and large old stones. It is not known for sure the age of the stones. That's why it's called Grojogan Watu Purbo, which means ancient rock waterfall. Grojogan Watu Purbo is famous for its very beautiful scenery with six levels of towering waterfalls. The best view is seen in the morning when the sun rises, coupled with the chirping of birds greeting visitors. The rocks that decorate the river are so exotic, it's ideal to be a stepping place when playing water. This place is appropriate for all ages. Visitors can explore every corner of Grojogan Watu Purbo and every level, and also sit on a large rock while looking at the beauty of Grojogan. You can also swim here and of course don't miss taking selfies. The best time to visit Grojogan Watu Purbo is the rainy season, but you should avoid it when the rainfall is too heavy.
Boy listener, don't forget that you can always watch our broadcast through our online streaming in voinews.id, shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. We also have our application in RRE Digital for those of you who love watching on demand. And so, let's continue listening to a song from The Massive, Rosa featuring David Noah with Pernah Memiliki or Used to Have. Just like me, I used to have such good memories.
Hidup bersamanya.
kekasih hati. Tapi tak ada salahnya bila ku merasakan rindu, rindu kamu yang pernah jadi milikku. Di bawah bulan purnama kita pernah berjanji bersama sehidup semati. Temani aku di sini, namun tak ada ya tanganku tak sampai menggapaimu. Takdir tak berpihak padaku untuk mempertahankanmu. Semoga kau bahagia hidup bersama.
Culture of nation must be preserved. Likewise with the customs in any region that need to be maintained. However, very often today, that the original customs are no longer maintained and have even been developed and modified to suit the taste of the public. Indigenous authenticity is slowly fading, so the next generation is no longer familiar with their original customs. The same thing seems to happen with Balis custom in Sika in Nusa Tenggara province. Balis is often translated into dowry given by the groom's family to the bride-to-be. Actually, Balis is more than that. It is a complicated process before the wedding, which is difficult to find nowadays, especially the one which really follows the original custom. Today, Balis has already been developed in accordance with the taste of times. As stated by Albert Nicolas Pino, a Flores University lecturer who is often called Pak Nico.
Memang Balis yang ada sekarang di daerah-daerah sudah tidak asli lagi, termasuk di Maumere.
Indeed, Balis in many areas today is no longer original, including in Maumere Sika district, where there are several indigenous territories. According to the original custom, there are differences in terms and also the types. Basically, Balis in Sika is unique and slightly different from other areas. For example, in Nikta and its surroundings, it is different from in Sikalela and Leo and surrounding areas. The same with Nele Koting, which is different from regions in East Maumere, namely Kangai and Tanah Ai and its surroundings. On this occasion, I would like to concentrate specifically in describing Balis. According to the original custom of Nikta and surrounding areas, Balis is only like a border between the prospective groom's and bride's families. Thank you.
is the preliminary process before the wedding? What must be done if a man and a woman decide to form a new family in accordance with the custom of Sika? Following is an explanation by Albert Nicolosino, who is often called Pak or Mr. Nico.
Begini, dahulu kala di mana-mana tersebar kampung-kampung kecil yang terdiri dari kira-kira belasan atau 20-an rumah dan ikatan keluarga serta kekompakan mereka sangat tinggi. Karena pada dasarnya mereka berasal dari ketika.
You see, in the past, there were small villages scattered here consisting of roughly 10 to 20 houses. Family ties were tied and they were very close to each other because basically they come from the same ancestry or tribe. If a boy of a tribe, for example, wanted to marry a girl of B tribe, then two envoys from the A tribal family would come to the girl's parents to convey that purpose. Things brought by the two messengers while visiting were betel nut and tobacco put in a buku, which is a container made of woven palm leaves. And inside this buku, they would also put some money. The amount by today's value is approximately 100,000 or 200,000 rupiah. Usually, the young man and the girl had never met, let alone known each other. They might have seen each other from a distance or perhaps only heard stories from people. Regarding the present that they bought, people might wonder why they only brought tobacco and betel nut and a little money. The reason actually is because they were preparing for the worst. If the girl and her parents did not accept it or reject the proposal, then they would go home and did not have to bring back heavy items. The term is "widin wine gahar poar banona," which means a long-feet goat going home right away. But if the girl and her parents accept or approve, the items would be taken into the house. Then, usually, the girl's family would entertain them and slaughter a chicken. After the meal, the girl's family would ask when the boy's family would come to formally ask their daughter's hand. The term is maiwa takta, or coming to give some betel nut.
The wata'a means the process of an engagement formally start. That's when the two large families met for the first time. Budget prepared by the girl's family is quite large because they have to feed many families from both sides, including the representatives of the boy's family. What do they bring for this first meeting? As a custom, they will bring a horse and enough money with them. The representatives of the boy's family usually consist of a few people, but the number must be odd, so that it will be even with the addition of the girl. After eating, the customary forum begins with the girl's family start talking about the beliefs with the size of every wo'un or bamboo joints. This is a term used for the dowry that must be prepared by the boy's family. So, the girl's family will explain this in detail, and then they determine when the beliefs is to be presented. The representatives of the boy's side just listen to what is said, and after their return will convey to the boy's family how much the beliefs is and when it must be delivered. When the guests go home, the girl's family gives them a pig, a sack of rice, and a kumbang of milk, and some food, which is regarded as part of the meal they have eaten.
Waktu mereka pulang, biasanya keluarga si gadis memberikan satu ekor babi, satu sarung, satu karung.
When the representatives return to the boy's family, the pig will be slaughtered, and the rice is distributed to all members of the big family with a reminder. Remember, the food being given is a sign that we must get ready because when the time comes, we should gather to take care of the boy's bellies. In fact, without being reminded, everybody knows what his responsibility is. The same thing happens with the girl's family. They will distribute the tobacco and betel nut, etc., although only a little for all members of the family with a reminder. Remember, we have chewed other people's betel nut, so we have to get ready because there will be the time when we will have to get together again for the sake of our girl.
That was Belize, a custom of Sika tribe in Flores, East Nusa Tenggara province.
In remote areas, our search. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live. I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
Lombok offers not only natural beauty but also an incredible cultural wealth. One of the places which must be visited is Sade village in central Lombok. This village is the home to the Sasak tribe, the indigenous people of Lombok who still maintain their traditions and lifestyle. The main attraction of Sade village is a traditional Sasak house called Bale Tani. These houses have three roofs, bamboo walls, and floors covered with a mixture of clay and buffalo dung, which is believed to make them strong and insect-free. Here, you can also watch the traditional weaving process carried out by the village women and try your hand at weaving with the guidance of the locals. Thank you.
enjoying the beauty of the architecture and crafts. You can also watch traditional dance performances such as Gendang Belek and Ferefer. Don't forget to interact with the friendly locals who are happy to share stories about their traditions. Sunny Village is the perfect destination to get to know more about the Sasak culture. Make it an unforgettable experience in Lombok.
I divide into three categories. Mainly, the first is our family environment and our neighborhood environment. So where the encouragement from our family is very important. We still have families or husbands or father who are strictly limiting their daughters or their wives to engage in STEM. So of course it doesn't mean that the woman needs to do activity of STEM housing. We can also do STEM at our house, but still a woman needs to have access for science, technology, engineering and mathematics. So the support from family, I think, is the first thing that we need for women. So when the women don't have such access in our home or our closer environment, that it will be very difficult to grow or to have access to STEM. So I think the first is the family environment. And then the second is the environment of the neighborhood and also the working place or the university place. So sometimes, often we have very strong manpower that restricting the woman engagement. So having a neighborhood work environment, lecturer environment, university environment is very important to be enabler for women to engage and also to be heard and also to grow. And the third thing is when women become mother. When women become mother, of course, the limitation is higher because we need to take care also of our children. So we need to also create an environment that enable us to still can contribute to STEM. Of course, there will be many flexibilities. For example, the existence of daycare or the existence of paid leave or maternity leave is very important for women. For example, say not only 1 month leave, but for example 2 years leave for maternity leave is very important because finally women will need to have childhood time. So during the childhood period is the most heavy time, one of the most heavy time that we need also support so that we can continue to engage through STEM. I think basically those are such problems, and if we can have family support, also environment support, and we can have the childhood support, then we can grow and have access, or the fourth one is having access, yeah. So those are the keys so that we can have access to STEM and also develop our interest through STEM. So given the opportunity and also given the chance, it's very important for women, and women can have a lot of power because when they are enrolled into STEM, they will also give that STEM to their children and also the environment, because the nature that woman is very caring, so it will also spread more benefit to the society.
That was the opinion of Dr. Nuraini Rahma Hanifa, researcher of Research Center for Geological Disaster BRIN, in afternoon talk on Women in Science Breaking the Barrier. Everyone should have equal opportunity to pursue anything they want. Despite improvement in society, women still face some challenges in pursuing their career in STEM. To learn more and watch more, make sure to visit our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's music corner presents a beautiful keroncong piece titled Bunga Abadi or Eternal Flower, performed by Ayub Sakti and the New Normal Keroncong Group. The song, written and originally performed by Rio Clappy, was released on March 1, 2024. The song tells a heartfelt story about meeting someone truly special. Through the song, Rio Clappy celebrates the magic of love and expresses gratitude for the people who bring joy and meaning to our lives. It's a gentle reminder to cherish the relationship we hold dear and embrace the true essence of love. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song by Ayu Sakti and the New Normal Keroncong Group with Bunga Abadi. Happy listening.
Thank you. batik untuknya.
Well, sir, thank you so much for accompanying me in this 6-hour broadcast in Voice of Indonesia. And don't forget that you can send your critic suggestion and also information through our social media in Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok in VOI double underscore official. We also have our email address in VOI at voinews.id and WhatsApp number in +62 821 2381 2130. Thank you so much, Royal Listener and RRNNVR. My name is Ray, and please enjoy our Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia while listening a little bit to Jerox Dance. And always stay tuned with us in RRA World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, introducing Indonesian vocabulary and guide you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between the Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. Anyway, today's topic is about the perusahaan ekspedisi, the perusahaan ekspedisi, which means a shipping company. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation about per sepeda motor, which means each motorcycle. This conversation is between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and a staff at a shipping company in Semarang. The staff told Chris the fee of shipping his motorcycle. Let's listen to the conversation.
Saya ingin mengirim sepeda motor saya ke Palangkaraya. Berapa biayanya?
Biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic, per sepeda motor, which means each motorcycle. I'm going to say each word 2 times slowly, and please repeat after me. Biaya, biaya, which means fee. Pengiriman, pengiriman, which means shipping. Dari Semarang, which means from Semarang. Ke Palangkaraya, which means to Palangkaraya. Rp1.300.000, Rp1.300.000, which means Rp1.300.000. Per, which means each. Sepeda motor, which means motorcycle. Biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor. Biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor, which means the shipping fee from Semarang to Palangkaraya is Rp1.300.000 for each motorcycle. Berapa biaya, which means how much is the fee. Mengirim, which means to send.
In the conversation, you hear the sentence, biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya, Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor. Biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya, Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor. Which means, the shipping fee from Semarang to Palangkaraya is Rp1.300.000 for each motorcycle. In the sentence, there is the phrase per sepeda motor. Per sepeda motor, which means for each motorcycle. The word per, which means each, which divides each one of the sepeda motor, or motorcycle. Here are other examples. Let's listen to some other examples using expressions per. Biaya anggota di pusat kebugaran ini per bulan Rp100.000. Biaya anggota di pusat kebugaran ini per bulan Rp100.000, which means membership in this gym is Rp100.000 per month. Harga tiket bioskop Rp50.000 per orang. Harga tiket bioskop Rp50.000 per orang, which means the movie ticket is Rp50.000 per person. For your information, Indonesian term for a two-wheeled vehicle is sepeda motor, which means motorcycle. However, most Indonesians call motorcycles as motor, which means motor. In some other regions, they call it kereta, which actually means train. Even some call it with certain motorcycle brands. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation. Saya ingin mengirim sepeda motor saya ke Palangkaraya. Berapa biayanya?
Biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya, Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about per sepeda motor. Per sepeda motor, which means each motorcycle. We hope today's edition will be useful for you. We want to know more about it.
就是要加到 Voice of Indonesia 的话语节目。 播送来自印度尼西亚的新闻、新闻和娱乐，您能每天通过短波频率 33257赫 和 47555赫。 本台的网站 www.voinews.id/mandarin的流媒体直播 以及 RRE Digital应用程序 收听本台的节目 Voice of Indonesia 从印度尼西亚面向世界。
From Indonesia to the world. First of all, 从印度尼西亚面向世界，听众朋友您好。 我诺法卡辛，祝你身体健康。在今天一个小时的话语节目，我想为您播放一些有关印度尼西亚的信息。 我们也会播放一些在印度尼西亚流行的印度尼西亚歌曲， 还有印度尼西亚的美丽，给你介绍印度尼西亚各地的特色。但是今天的节目，请各位收听来播送的新闻。 Voice of Indonesia 从印度尼西亚面向世界现在报道新闻。印度尼西亚总统 Prabowo 强调，印度尼西亚民主没有政治对手，只是国家元首于周六2月15日在某森都举行的印度尼西亚大革命党成立17周年纪念活动上发表讲话中提出了这一点。根据 RRI.co.id 的报道，作为 Gerindra 印度尼西亚伟大党总主席 Prabowo Subianto 表示，在民主党竞选中存在竞争是自然的，不过总统强调选期结束后，各方必须能够共同重建印度尼西亚。Prabowo Subianto 补充说，不能对政治对手保有敌意。事实上，他认为使用政治对手这个词是错误的，没有政治对手，只有斗争中的痛觉。首先竞争，但最终为印度尼西亚的国家民主和人民献身。 Prabowo Subianto 还揭示政治上的不和谐可能导致国家的分裂，甚至他也表示世界各国都发生过这种事的。他强调只有精英们能够共同努力的国家才会崛起。印度尼西亚基础设施和低级发展通轴部长 Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono 表示，2月16日在巴厘岛丹中文化海域举行的2025年第五届 Komodo 多边海警演习是浙江亚太地区国家之间的新人的势头。他说，包括来自37国家的海警参谋长或者国防武馆大使在内的领导人的存在，在世界各国，特别是印度太平洋地区，建立了信任和信心。因为海警除了承担作战任务以外，还执行战争以外的任务。他表示，致力于和平稳定的海上伙伴关系主题与当前海上形势发展十分契合。他希望参加科莫多多边海警演习的国家之间的合作，能够应对当前的人道主义挑战和问题。他强调，科莫多多边海警演习是一个很好的例子，它不仅展示了各国的军事实力，而且可以向世界展示，通过协同与合作。